Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, Text 33. Chapter is entitled, Paranjana Becomes a Woman in the Next Life. Please repeat. Vibhajya tanaye bhyakshmam Raja Shir Malaya Dvajaha Arir Radha Yishu Krishnam Sajagama Kulachalam Vibhajya Tanaye Pyakshmam Raja Shir Malaya Dvajaha Arir Radha Yishu Krishnam Sajagama Kulachalam. Vibhajya, having divided, Taneyabhya, among his sons, Kshmam, the whole world, Raja Rishihi, the great saintly king, Malaya Dvajaha, named Malaya Dvaja, Ariradhayeshu, desiring to worship Krishnam, Lord Krishna, Saha, he, Jagama, went, Kulachalam, unto Kulachala. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. After this, the great saintly king, Malaya Dvaja, divided his entire kingdom among his sons. Then, in order to worship Lord Krishna with full attention, he went to a solitary place known as Kulachala. Please repeat the verse. After this, the great saintly King Malayadhwaja divided his entire kingdom among his sons. Then, in order to worship Lord Krishna, with full attention, he went to a solitary place known as Kulachala. Purport. Malayadhwaja, the great king, was certainly a Mahabhagavata, topmost devotee. By executing devotional service, he begot many sons and disciples for propagating the bhakti cult, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho. Actually, the entire world should be divided among such disciples. Everyone should be engaged in preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness. In other words, when disciples are grown up and are able to preach, the spiritual master should retire and sit down in a solitary place to write and execute Nirjan Bhajan. This means sitting silently in a solitary place and executing devotional service. This Nirjan Bhajan, which is the silent worship of the Supreme Lord, is not possible for a neophyte devotee. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur never advised a neophyte devotee to go to a solitary place to engage in devotional service. Indeed, he has written a song in this connection. Dushtamana tumi kisera vaishnava pratishthara tare nirjanera ghare tava hari nama kevala kaitava. Quote, "My dear mind, what kind of devotee are you? Simply for cheap adoration, you sit in a solitary place and pretend to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but this is all cheating." End quote. Thus, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur advocated that every devotee, under the guidance of an expert spiritual master, preach the bhakti cult, Krishna consciousness, all over the world. Only when one is mature can he sit in a solitary place and retire from preaching all over the world. Following this example, the devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness now render service as preachers in various parts of the world. Now they can allow the spiritual master to retire from active preaching work. In the last stage of the spiritual master's life, the devotees of the spiritual master should take preaching activities into their own hands. In this way, the spiritual master can sit down in a solitary place and render Nirjan Bhajan. Om Gyan Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukum karoti vachalam pangum nagayate garim yatkripata maham vande shri gurun dina taranam. Vibhajya tanaye vyakshmam raja shirmalaya dvajaha arya radhaishu krishnam sajigama kulachalam. After this, the great saintly King Malayadhwaja divided his entire kingdom among his sons. Then, in order to worship Lord Krishna with full attention, he went to a solitary place known as Kulachala. Srila Prabhupada explains again that Malayadhwaja is a Mahabhagavata Vaishnava, and he begot many sons and disciples for propagating the bhakti cult. So yesterday we were talking about, does it really mean sons or does it mean disciples? Prabhupada says here sons and disciples. So I guess the mystery either remains or means both. Actually, the entire world should be divided among such disciples. and everyone should be engaged in preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness. So in Krishna consciousness, an important principle that I've understood and has been explained is that a real spiritual master doesn't want to remain the spiritual master to the exclusion of everyone else. Real spiritual life or real disciplic succession means that he wants his disciples to be able to come to the same level that he's at, as opposed to other traditions. You can't even call them traditions, probably. Other so-called spiritual traditions, where there is a figurehead personality, and he's like the incarnation of God kind of personality, and everyone else is like a sheep. This is the difference between real disciplic succession and so-called spiritual tradition. That the purpose is for everyone to come to perfection. Although Malayadvaja is a Mahabhagavata, he's retiring and dividing the kingdom among his sons. So there's no proprietorship mentality for a real devotee of the Lord. He's not thinking that the throne belongs to me, or that the position of the master belongs to me. Rather, I'm just fulfilling that duty and service to my spiritual master, and my disciples will do the same thing in turn when they have become competent to carry out that work. And if you read the Lilamrita, Srila Prabhupada always spoke like that. I want you to become responsible to take care of this Krishna consciousness movement. I can retire and simply translate my books. So for persons who say that Srila Prabhupada didn't expect for his disciples to also become spiritual masters, here's a purport that they should read. That Srila Prabhupada is saying the spiritual master should retire after some time when the disciples are grown up, so that they can preach and he can do his nirjan bhajan. So two principles here, that main points that he is discussing. One, nirjan bhajan should be done by a spiritual master at the end of his life, and the disciples should take over the preaching activities. And two, one should not take to nirjan bhajan unless he is qualified to do that silent worship of the Lord in a solitary place. So our acharyas, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur specifically, did take to nirjan bhajan at the end of his life, and wrote so many wonderful things, songs and things that we still recite. But this was at the end of his life. But that's the example, and that's the principle, that a spiritual master should do that. Now, Srila Prabhupada, if you read the Lilamrita towards the end, he's still doing some managerial responsibilities in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. One, because that's Srila Prabhupada's capacity. He wasn't requiring any deeper purification of his consciousness, so he could continue to do all of the affairs and remain still a topmost devotee of the Lord. Now, another thing was that as he was seeing, things were still not being done up to the standard that he desired. So he continued to advise his disciples, please make sure this gets done, please make sure this gets done. So many vital components were there, like the temple in Bombay and Mayapur project, and like so many major, major facets of what he wanted to establish in this world before he left were not, in his opinion, solidified. So he maintained touch with these things. But still, even for Srila Prabhupada, as the days went on towards his disappearance, management was in the hands of his disciples. And at one point he said, treat me as if I'm already dead. In other words, take this yourselves now and be in control. And he was mostly translating and and like that. So this is the principle. Although the devotees of Lord Chaitanya want to spread Krishna consciousness to their fullest capacity, when the disciples are grown up and able to preach, they should take over. Srila Prabhupada is saying, in the world, they should take over the preaching activities, and the spiritual master should be able to retire. And he doesn't say that he should retire and like become an avaduta and just like go off into the forest. He says he should retire and sit down in a solitary place to write and execute his nirjan bhajan. So the preaching goes on in a particular manner of writing, but he's not actively having to travel. Srila Prabhupada also explains this principle in terms of what sannyas means. He says sannyas means that one is always constantly traveling. But when the disciples are grown up and able to do that themselves, then he can rest. So this is a principle in Vedic culture, that the spiritual master should be able to retire at the end. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, on the point of nirjan bhajan, is showing the setting the example. He's of course an acharya who is capable of doing nirjan bhajan. He already had done nirjan bhajan, practically speaking, before he became the manifested acharya that everyone knows. He was chanting whatever 300,000 names of the Lord every day for how many years? 10 or something? 9 or 10 years? 10 years? So it's like, you can understand that this is an expression of humility, as we also hear from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, oh, my wicked mind, you know, been engaged in fruitive activities your whole life, and all these kinds of things that the acharyas express just to teach us a lesson, or as an expression of their own humility, thinking themselves to be neophyte devotees. He's saying, my dear mind, what kind of devotee are you? Simply for cheap adoration, you sit in a solitary place and pretend to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But this is all cheating. So the example set by our acharyas, and also the persons who have understood the mood of our acharyas, the followers of Srila Prabhupada now, who are very advanced devotees, they maintain the position that I am a neophyte Vaishnava. I need to continue practicing seriously and spreading this Krishna consciousness movement on behalf of my spiritual master. This is the mood that they display for our benefit. We understand from Nectar of Devotion that even a Vaishnava who is on the spontaneous platform should continue to follow the rules and regulations, although it's not required for his own Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada says he should continue to follow the rules and regulations of devotional service. Although internally he will be following one of the residents of Vrindavan, but externally he follows nicely the program. So this is the qualification of one who can take to nirjan bhajan, not only does he have to be a great Vaishnava himself already, but he also has to have preached to others, given others the opportunity to come to his platform so that they can take over when he leaves. Now, it's not that they have to be Mahabhagavata Vaishnavas for them to leave. Srila Prabhupada says that when they're grown up and able to preach, then he should sit down. So, naturally, it doesn't mean that they have to be at his level of Krishna consciousness. But they should be able to carry on the preaching work. So Srila Prabhupada makes a specific statement, interestingly, about his disciples. The devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness now render service as preachers in various parts of the world. Now they can allow the spiritual master to retire from active preaching work. So this is the fourth canto. Only the fourth canto. Srila Prabhupada translated all the way, partway through the tenth canto. And he was continuing to travel and preach while he did all of that. So here in the fourth canto, he's writing, now the disciples of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness can allow their spiritual master to retire. Obviously, he didn't retire at that time. So we can understand Srila Prabhupada went beyond the call of duty to give what he gave to the world because he understood this is something that needs to last. And it's not situated yet for that to take place. So he continued beyond the limitations of body and maintained himself as a manager and preacher at the same time. A massive responsibility, if you consider it. So... just a nice appreciation of Srila Prabhupada, that although by just an external standard, he's saying that it's now the duty of his disciples to do this work, he carried on with it for quite some time. Another aspect of this, the way that I take it, is that he's appealing to his disciples, please, take up this responsibility upon yourselves so that I can retire and just translate my books. And he says that, if you read the Lilamrita, he expresses it specifically like that. You please become qualified to manage this society so that I can focus on my books. When there were problems, please resolve this amongst yourselves. I can't focus on translating my books while you're... these difficulties between you continue, etc. So following that request, it's everyone's responsibility to take that service that somehow or other, whatever our capacity is, if I can just manage the kitchen, if I can just manage the cleaning service, if I can just manage my own Krishna consciousness, whatever capacity we may have, somehow become capable such that those who are more capable in a Krishna conscious sense can take higher services of preaching, or ultimately so that the spiritual master doesn't have to keep traveling so profusely that he can engage in other kinds of service. So that's some points. We've all heard so many times that one should not sit silently in a solitary place and execute devotional service. I'm sure the Prabhupada is punctuating that here. I think that those are most of the points. Anybody want to discuss anything in relation to this topic? Yes, Prabhu. Is there a microphone?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
You spoke in the beginning, you were speaking about that the devotee has no sense of proprietorship in regard to his position, or even he wants his disciples to come to his level. You were explaining that, but we come from a setting, many of us, where we're in a culture where we want to get ahead, and that means social mobility. So we want to be moving up the ladder more and more. So that tendency is very strong in the current of mainstream America. So, and we come in contact with it all the time, especially on Sankirtan. So that attachment for gaining status, how do we sublimate that when we come into the society of devotees?
One simple way, a really inspiring statement that Srila Prabhupada makes in the introduction to the Nectar of Devotion is that we should never think ourselves to be great preachers. It's simply somehow or other, by following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, I may be able to do something for suffering humanity. So that's one way, is just to hear that Srila Prabhupada's mood is like that and that we should follow that mood. Another way is by intelligence, just understanding that position in an organization and position in Krishna consciousness are not synonymous. So if we really want Krishna consciousness, we should look at that, whether it means a position or not. That's a different thing. That doesn't necessarily, although many times it does, because people who are more capable have to take responsibility, like we're talking about here. Preaching means so many things. Preaching means managing, preaching means organizing, preaching means caring for persons, preaching means, you know, all of those kinds of things. So there will be other responsibilities, but the focus should be Krishna consciousness. And another way, something that has been tried to be inculcated to us, is that we should learn how to be servants of the servants. Not that we just look like, here's Srila Prabhupada, so how can I like do my big service for Srila Prabhupada, or here's my spiritual master, how can I do my big service for my spiritual master, but rather, here's Srila Prabhupada, and here's all the persons following Srila Prabhupada who have benefited me in my Krishna consciousness and who are serving Srila Prabhupada, and how can I serve them to help them serve Srila Prabhupada. And that kind of consciousness, it's not reaching for somebody's position, but rather, how can I be of assistance to the other Vaishnavas in whatever service they're doing. Somebody who actually has that mentality is qualified to have a high position. But the, you know, the idea is that we're looking to see how we can be of service, or to situate ourselves in our real position of servants of the servants of Krishna. Now, if somebody's not interested in actually being a Vaishnava, then the material program is going to be there. Or we want to feel that we've accomplished something. So that means some kind of position in the world. So another thing that we can do is to help people feel that their service is important, or we can assist them in their service, or we can appreciate their service, because people want to feel appreciated. So that materialistic mentality comes from, Srila Prabhupada says actually all of it is built on sex desire, the desire for recognition. Everything. He's pointing to LA, I think, one time, and he said this whole city was built by sex. That you want bigger, faster, top, you know, person. So that thing is there because we don't feel loved. We don't feel that we're appreciated. So to quell that, I have to be better than somebody else mentality, we also have our just loving relationships or our appreciation of other devotees. It's just, we should feel happy where we are, that I'm serving, and Krishna is happy that I'm serving, and Krishna's devotees are happy with whatever service I have the capacity to do. And then that sense, like I have to be more important, can be, at least there's the opportunity for it to be mitigated. So those are some different angles, philosophically and psychologically, and, you know, from our Vaishnava cultural kind of thing. Is it okay? Bhakti Luke wanted to ask a question, that I have to kind of end quickly, so...
Hi, Krishna. This is just a follow-up on that point. I was appreciating that you mentioned loving relationships. One thing I've heard in the past is that especially in our society, we've seen different devotees who maybe, well, it would seem have been motivated also by having that status and have neglected cultivating pure devotional sentiment, and then have later on had really embarrassing things happen because of neglecting the cultivation of Krishna consciousness for the sake of some position or at least maintaining some status. And one thing I've heard that would be a very simple solution is to just have loving relationships with the Vaishnavas, so that when we find ourselves in some difficult situation, like, oh, I have this status, but then on the other hand, maybe in my inner life is not living up to that in some ways, or I feel like, oh, you know, I need to be setting some example, but then interior I'm going through things that a person in my position shouldn't be having these problems, you know? To have really solid relationships with the Vaishnavas so that we can go to somebody and open our heart, you know, and really discuss rather than just keeping it blocked in until some really embarrassing thing happens and it comes out one way or the other.
Right.
So that loving relationship at least can be like a safety, you know. Also, they're just wonderful in themselves. So, thanks.
Just a follow-up comment and a question. Okay. Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, we were hearing something about that recently in a class, too. Srila Prabhupada, maybe it wasn't a class, but Srila Prabhupada, somebody, I think it was, they were saying, I knew I was going to fall down if I did that, Srila Prabhupada. And he said, well, why didn't you tell me you were going to fall down? Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, I mean, being able to be honest, having a relationship where you can be honest is extremely important. For one who has, not just for any, for everybody, not just for one who's in some position, but definitely that's also the case. But I think that the biggest safety net is this, not safety net, the greatest security is to always consider oneself the servant of, you know, the servants. And that's the consciousness that the leaders of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness also have. At least that's my experience. I can't speak for everybody, but they just consider themselves to be servants of the devotees of the society. Okay. Thank you for dealing with my schedule this morning because I have to go to work. So, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai and Srila Prabhupada ki jai.